You're listening to member-supported Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM Marquette. And we're in Studio A right now. Actually, I'm in Studio A with three special guests and talking about an event coming up in early April, all about having a good time and supporting your public radio station as well. We're going to have another Jitterbug Jive. It's the second edition featuring music, dancing, and libations to benefit your public radio station. And we have music by Adam Softfox on deck for the evening. And we have a couple of the musicians in studio this morning who are going to give you a little preview of something that you could hear at the event. Take it away, guys.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that, oh no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams, oh no, they can't take that away from me. We may never ever meet again on the bumpy road to love, but I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we danced until three, the way you changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
Nice, guys. That was a lovely rendition of that. So that's a little preview of some of the music that you can hear at this Jitterbug Jive coming up Saturday, April 6th at the Ordock Brewing Company. I'm in studio with Michael Waite, Mike Biella, and Chris Wieringa from the Ordock Brewing Company. Welcome to all three of you this morning, and it's lovely to have you in the studio and talk about all the fun things that are going to be happening at this event. So, Michael, why don't we start with you? So you are Michael Waite, but you are also... Are you considered Adam Softfox, or is Adam Softfox a real person?
So Adam Softfox is sort of a, it's a band name, but it's kind of enigmatic, yeah, band name. I mean, it sounds kind of like a person, and So I'm going to just answer maybe.
That sounds good. Typical musician fashion. Maybe, yeah. A little bit of mystery is always good.
Nice.
So can you tell us a little bit about what that project is? We have 2 out of 6 members of this project, correct? That are in studio right now, anyways.
It varies a little bit, but who's going to be there for this event that's not here, besides Mike Biela and myself? Harry South will be playing bass. Carrie Yost is singing. And also Bud Clowers is playing the drums. So,
excellent. So it'll be a nice combination of different sounds, acoustic sounds.
Yes.
Very good. And I'm seeing here that you started this in 2015. Was that kind of something that you wanted to do to expand your own sound, a little bit of your own voice?
I suppose so. I mean, it's wonderful to be able to play with some of these, the people that we, that we see in the community, and so we're lucky to be able to do this. So it's definitely a sound that suits me very well. The sound that we make, but I think as a group, I can speak for all of us to say that we're kind of. We make a lot of decisions based on what is most fun, and so it's a great kind of atmosphere to work in. You know, they want the audience to have fun too, since they're all such empathetic people.
And I know some of the other members of this group as well, and I know they're really fun, outgoing folks, and they're really talented as well, so that's really helpful for that event too. So we have Michael, and then we have Mike right next to him. Mike Biela is a fellow member here on the clarinet, and he's been playing this morning as well. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Oh, I moved to Marquette 2 years ago, I guess, and I met some of these guys, and it's been really fun to join them when possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you a member of other projects as well, or any bands, things like that?
Oh, well, yeah. I do travel a bit for music, and so when I'm in town here, I play a little with Harry and Michael. Sometimes we do some trio things as well. And the other things I do are mostly elsewhere, I guess.
Sure. Yeah. Well, we're glad that you're in the neck of the woods for this event, and you can be a part of our fundraising event for Public Radio 90. So that's really exciting that you guys can bring your musical talents to this event and bring some sounds for the swing dancers and other fellow dancers as well.
I'm excited, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and then next we have Chris, who's from the Ordoc, and looking at your resume and the listing online, you are you wear multiple hats at the Ordoc. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do over there?
Quite a few. I do a lot of our social media and marketing, bartend a little bit on the side, do some side projects, but my main passion there would be booking the live music and getting to work with musicians like these guys here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you all did a really nice job with last year's event as well. That was a really exciting event for us here. I think the turnout was pretty great too. I mean, we had a nice packed house and a lot of people. What gets you most excited about planning these events? Is it seeing a big turnout? Is it? Yeah, I mean, obviously, part of it is making sure there's some good amount of sales for the Ordoc too. But what kind of inspires you guys to find good acts for the Ordoc?
Yeah, well. I'd say we have such a wide variety of acts that we work with and events that we plan that, for me to think about the financial side of it would really be, obviously that's a concern, but I try to set that aside knowing that, sometimes we do have some stuff that's like super low key and you're going to have a smaller crowd in there or you're going to do something in the middle of the day and like who wants to drink? Well, quite a few people want to drink a lot of beer in the middle of the day, but you have these times that we work with that sometimes are not these high-selling times, but if we can create this atmosphere and have such community involvement and provide a venue for the musicians here in town, I mean, then we're hitting our mission on all heads, and that's good enough for me.
Mm-hmm. And that kind of goes with the philosophy that if the fun is there and the variety is there, then the people will follow, and then you can worry about the finances after that. So,
indeed.
Yeah. Well, that's a wonderful philosophy, and we certainly appreciate that here at Public Radio 90. We also try to cater to a wide variety of audiences here, so it sounds like that partnership works pretty well.
It works well for us. It's great to work with you guys, and I'm really happy to be doing another event with you guys and Swing as well, and working with Michael and Mike and the rest of the gang and Adam Sofox. Is going to be a hoot.
Yes.
Yeah, so this weekend as well, we're kicking off our new release of a hard seltzer line at the Ordock Brewing Company. It's going to be Breakwater Seltzer, a super fun option for people who are looking for something light and recreation ready, and gluten-free, low-calorie, all that deal. A far cry from beer, but it gives us, you know, another thing to serve on site for people who don't necessarily really like beer. It's a growing market, and it's just going to be a lot of fun. They're really good. I'm not really too much of a fan of the White Claws of the world, but made in a craft setting, they're pretty tasty, and really looking forward to seeing where that one goes.
Yeah, that's really exciting to hear that there's an additional product that's not just beer at the Ordock. That's really helpful for the consumers, too, because when I heard that you had, was it a coffee of some kind, too, like a cold brew? And there's also kombucha on tap, too, things like that?
So, yeah, we've been trying to expand our non-alcoholic options, knowing that we do cater to a community of people who, not all of them are beer drinkers, and this is just another tool in the toolbox for us, but another way to connect people with the space and give them an opportunity to indulge a little bit in the libation side of things.
Very cool. So again, we're talking about the Jitterbug Jive. This is kind of Jitterbug Jive Part 2. It's also called Jitterbug Jive with Adam Sofox, and we have two members of that ensemble that are in studio with us this morning. Again, that's Saturday, April 6th, starting at 6:30 p.m. at the Ordock Brewing Company, and it starts at 6:30 with dance lessons from Camilla Mingay from the Second Skin Shop. She was the one who taught some dance lessons last year for this the first time we had this event. So come on down and enjoy the music of Adam Sofox and learn a swing step or two, or if you already know how to dance, maybe you're one of those seasoned vets who can come out on the dance floor and show off a little bit for everyone else. So an evening of music, dancing, and libations to benefit Public Radio 90. The two members of Adam Sofox, Michael Waite and Mike Biela, are in studio as well. Do you guys have another tune for us?
Sure. Now, we're going to be playing a wide variety of music within the swing dance area. That, you know, there's different schools of thought about this.
Yeah, swing adjacent.
But I think so we'll be playing some old rock and roll kind of stuff and some classic country songs too that are kind of, you know, dance hall favorites from years past, and but given the current arrangements here of members, I think it would work best if we play another one from the old songbook. So here's one called You Stepped Out of a Dream.
Sounds good.
You stepped out of a dream. You are too wonderful to be what you seem. Could there be eyes like yours? Could there be lips like yours? Could there be smiles like yours, honest and truly? You stepped out of a cloud. I won't take you away from the crowd. Have you all to myself, alone and apart, out of a dream, safe in my heart. Thank you.
That was Michael Waite and Mike Biella, two members of Adam Sawfox this morning. You Stepped Out of a Dream, one of the kind of swingy dancehall kind of favorites that you might hear at the Jitterbug Jive Saturday, April 6th at 6:30 p.m. at the Ordock Brewing Company. Come on down and enjoy the music of Adam Sawfox and enjoy the libations at Ordock Brewing Company. I want to thank all three of you so much for coming in this morning. It's been a pleasure to hear about the event and chat with you a little bit and hear some tunes as well.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.